We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, as Miss Jill would always say. We got a full show today. Brandon Hickey with the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction is going to be on here in just a second. First, let's check out some weather. 67 at Arnett, 65 at Eric, 63 at Hollis, 69 at Weatherford, 68 at Lahoma, and out here in the Texas Panhandle, 70 at Miami, 71 at McLean, and 67 at Odell. Coming up after Brandon, we'll have the Canute FFA on here, and then after the Canute FFA, we'll have, who we got coming? Sarah will be in here. Brian will be in here. Bringing his kids in here in just a little bit. Well, on the phone with me right now is the world famous Brandon Hickey.
Good afternoon. Just barely afternoon today.
Yeah, it's just like you're on here early. I had to get you out of bed early to come on the show early.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't know if the world can take me being first gunner on your show or not.
We're getting ready to find out. So. And so anyway, man, you had a big sale yesterday over there at Clinton, but Elk City was good. I got in there just in time to set down, and I think if I remember right, I can't remember exactly, 356 or something like that. They brought 427 or something crazy.
Yeah,
is that right? Yeah, did I remember that right?
Yeah. It's unbelievable on these little lightweight calves what they're bringing right now, and still good, really really good on them grazers that's ready to turn right out and go out to pasture. Sending, you know, a few of them going to graze out wheat, but we're sending most of them up north, getting ready to go up north to the Flint Hills and the Sand Hills grass countries, and getting ready for spring and grazing a bunch of grass up there. You know, they've had some pretty good moisture up there as well. So they're needing some cattle and looking to go ahead and get those cattle purchased and have them sitting there ready to go when that grass is ready. And yeah, it's really good and really good feeder activity also Friday. For we had a pretty good little offering of bigger cattle and darn sure had a lot of activity and a lot of competition on those as well. So it was a good day. It was an easy day for me.
Yeah, it was. You had quite a few buyers in there. I was sitting down there, but I don't know who the gentleman was to the left of me sitting next to Deal. Mandale was sitting on one side of me, and anyway, there was some 400 something pounders come in there, brought 1700 or I don't remember what it was, and then there was some 600 pounders come in there and brought the same amount, and I asked one of them, I said, how's that work? And they just laughed at me and went on. And so anyway, it was a pretty good sale, and you had a lot of buyers in there actually, as far as that looked like to me.
Yes, sir. Yeah. There's a lot more demand than we have supply right now, and that trend should continue for quite some time here. You know, as long as with the moisture situation we're in and the cattle number situation that we're in, we should go for quite some time and have lots and lots of buyer demand and you know, not as much supply to offer them and that stuff. But you know, one thing that I am noticing right now is the people coming in there to buy, if they're going to give this much for these calves, they want the best ones. I mean, there's a very significant dock to the plainer type of cattle because they, and I can't say as I blame them if I'm going to give you know, $1,500, $1,600, $1,700 for a calf that I'm going to turn out. You know, they want the very very best ones, and
yep.
That's where the bulk of the competition is. Not to say the plainer ones won't sell high, but it is a significant dock right now between a plain one and a very very front end one. You know, and that's typically the way it goes. The higher the market gets, the wider the spread gets, and you know, the lower it gets, the cheaper the cattle get, the closer to
to the fancy cattle.
Right. And then what I'm wondering, you brought something up there about the Flint Hills. I always wondered how many cattle were actually out on the Flint Hills during the spring and summer, because there's a lot. But there might, don't know, if these grain prices don't get any better, like on wheat and stuff, there might be some actually potential for more graze out on some wheat around here.
Yes, yeah, that is definitely a possibility, and that decision is going to have to be being made here right away. You know, we were expecting a pretty good sized run there at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction this week, but I think it even got a little bit bigger when they come out up on the Sun Up program Saturday morning and said it looked like that there was already 8% hollow stems out there in the Hinton area. I think that was speeding the process up. So that, you know, whether or not they're going to leave the cattle out there grazing or if they're going to bring them to town because they're going to make grain, that decision is going to have to be made right away.
Yeah, you got a couple weeks at the most. And yes, so, all right, so you had, well, we'll go over it real quick. At Elk City, you had lower 1,400 there, but Clinton yesterday, you had a really good run. The reason I know that without even looking, because you texted me really late last night. I thought, they must have had a big run. So sure enough, you did. You had 2,381 head go through the one over at Western Oklahoma. And, man, the prices are just wonderful. I mean, 462-pounders from Elk City brought 367. Some 778s from Clint brought 245. You guys can just do your numbers, and there's not really a lot of difference between them and the girls either.
Yeah, we was heavy to the steers yesterday, without a doubt. Probably the first time we've really seen a significant more steers. I think we were about 12 or 1300 steers yesterday, and only about 700 to 800 heifers, which that's the first time we've really seen a significant percentage swap difference between the two. But the market was outstanding. I mean, it just always amazes me how many good cattle, good home raised cattle there are, and that was the bulk of our run was good home raised calves. We did have some stockers off of wheat, some put together cattle. Big cattle as well, but most of our run, most of our offering there yesterday was big cattle off of home raised operations that they've had and weaned them last fall and have run them on wheat. And it always amazes me every year, even though I see it year after year, it just always amazes me how many good cattle there are right here around this area.
And,
some of the good programs, the good jobs that they do, but it was a good day and lots of good cattle, lots of buyer interest, and another, again, an easy day. You know, it 2,381, but the crew put together an outstanding effort yesterday. You know, and we started at 10 and we're finished with cows and everything by 5:15. So that was we whooped and rode and went right through them.
Well, I've been watching, and the old bred cow and the pair market's slowly creeping upwards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. Looked like you had some good, I don't know how many you had over there yesterday, but top pair brought 3125, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, and there was four pair that a guy brought me and I didn't even know he was coming, didn't get any advertisement on them or anything, and you know, and two of those pairs brought 3125, and I mean there was three or four bidders in the barn. You know, at between 4:30 and 5 o'clock yesterday, that wanted those pairs, we just came, not even expecting, not even realizing they was going to be there because I didn't even know. There was three or four bidders that was all after those pairs,
all over that one. Was Scott Robinson there?
No, he was not there. But you can imagine. I really would be curious to know what a really, really good set of top quality pairs with, you know, that with a week worth of advertising on them, you know, letting people know ahead of time that they was coming. I'd really be curious to know what they would bring.
Yeah, me too. But, yeah, that'd be good. What do you got anything on the books here for Elk City this Friday?
We're going to have a nice run of young bred cows and pairs this coming Friday. We've got two different consigners coming in. We'll probably end up with around 120, 140. They'll be probably from 4 to 7 year old cows, mostly black. There'll be a few colored cows on them, but they'll be 4 to 7, and they'll be bred anywhere from the bottom end 4 or 5 months clear up to there's be a few pairs on the deal that'll have 200-300 pound calves on them. So we'll have a nice offering to put in front of some people for some going back out, ready to go back out and go into a cow herd for spring.
Good. Well, your favorite ladies in the restaurant there,
mm-hmm.
They're upset with me again. I was on their good side for a week or two there, and then the other day they were mad at me because I just got a pop and a Snicker and not a cheeseburger. And then Mrs. Boyette come in, and so they were lipping back there. So I told them she just became my favorite lady again at the sale barn.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we kind of got a little bit surprised this week with our head counts. You know, them girls kind of figure out how much food to bring in according to what my text that I put out on Thursday nights. And when I started my text there Thursday night, we had 650 head on the yard, and I started sending out the text, and they prepared how much food they was going to bring. Well, it takes me roughly 45 minutes to an hour to send my text. And when I walked back down to the doghouse, we had went from 655 to 900 in a matter of 45 minutes to an hour. So instead of the 1,050 I thought we was going to have, we had 1,400. And she comes in there, and they are completely and totally out of food at about 4:30. And she said, "Should I go get some more hamburger, or shall I go home?" And I said, "Well, you kind of got some age on you. You might ought to go home and get some rest." So.
Oh, dude, I wouldn't even said that. I mean, I know.
How I worded it, Jimmy, I tried to be a little bit more diplomatic. I said, "You know, you've got lots of years of wisdom built up on in you. And you might need to go home and get some rest. You've earned that."
Now, I would say that was politically correct. So anyway, good. Well, anyway, Brandon, thanks for coming on today. I got to take a break here. I got the Canute School FFA in the house, so we'll get on with them. And see you Friday.
Sounds great, Jimmy. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour break and be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech 1400 South Randall in Elk City, with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, They offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Stockman's Bet Happy Hour. Miami, Texas, 71 degrees, humidity 16, dew points 23. The winds are out of the west at basically 3. Peak wind gusts so far today, 22 miles an hour, 41 hundredths of an inch of rain so far this month, and 8-inch soil temperature is 44 degrees. Well, in the studio with me right now, I hope you guys are looking on Facebook, because these ladies and this one gentleman back there, even the ag teacher, he looks okay. Anyway, they're sharply dressed today. I'm glad I got the email on what to wear, so I kind of match them a little bit with colors anyway. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, and happy National FFA Week. And they're all smiles. They're not going to talk. Anyway, let's start with you. Introduce yourself.
I'm Madison Church. I'm a senior and our chapter president.
I'm Malia DeGarmo. I'm also a senior, and I'm our vice president.
Right. I'm Gabby Espinosa. I'm a senior, and I'm our chapter's reporter.
I'm Amber Snayberger, and I'm a senior, and I'm the chapter treasurer.
I'm Allie Janning. I'm a senior, and I am the secretary.
I am Jack Thomas. I'm a junior, and I'm our chapter's sentinel.
All right, good deal. Poor guy, he's all in here with all these girls. Anyway, so let's start with you. So you're a senior, right?
Yes, sir.
What do you got planned for after school?
Well, I plan on going to Stillwater and in hopes of being a pediatric physical therapist one day, move back home and serve rural Oklahoma.
Oh, cool. That sounds fun. Is there anything that's happened with you, you've learned in FFA that you're going to take with you probably the rest of your life, you think?
Definitely all the leadership skills, how to communicate with people, how to talk with people, how to treat people, just everything I think that I've learned in FFA has taught me how to be a better person and go succeed in life.
All right. How about you, Mr. Garmo? What you got going on?
I also plan on going to Stillwater, and I plan on becoming a recreational therapist.
All right.
And then moving either back home or to Texas or somewhere
wherever
else.
Wherever your job will take you.
Yeah, wherever job takes me.
Is it going to be all about the money or where you're going to go?
Where I'm going to go, mainly.
Both. Say both. Don't lie. So, anyway, is there anything, same question for you, is there anything in FFA that you've learned here the last 3, 4, 5 years you think you're going to take with you?
Definitely my communication skills and interviewing skills that I have learned, because when we become our officers, we do interviews, and that's how we get placed. And
right.
Just being able to go through that process really has taught me that I'm really going to use this for a job or wherever I want to go, and it's just right. Good for communication in general.
Yeah, and I'm glad FFA and all of our ag teachers are doing this, because a lot of resumes now are online. That just ticks me off because, I mean, you know, go meet who you're going to go work for and let them meet who they want you to, if you want you to go to work for them, you know.
Yeah.
In person, I think, is the best way. So, anyway, I'm glad we got FFA. How about that? What about you, young lady? Speak up there to the mic.
I'm going to cosmetology school. I haven't decided if I'm going to the city or if, like, a local Western Technology Center.
Right.
That's what I plan on doing.
Oh, cool. As a, and you, what, are you a junior or senior?
I'm a senior.
Senior?
Yes.
So, same question. Anything happen in FFA that you think is just going to stick with you the rest of your life?
I'm going to kind of go with Maddie said, communication and leadership.
I got you. Was you kind of shy before you was in FFA?
Yes.
I could tell. No, anyway, but you're doing pretty good. Cause you, were you in here last year?
No.
Oh, you weren't? Okay. You two were, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway. All right, you young lady, pull that mic over there and talk loud.
I plan on going to Redlands Community College.
Oh, cool.
For business and possibly becoming an interior designer.
I got you. And you're a junior or senior?
Senior.
Okay. Any so far, same question that I asked these ladies. What, anything's going to stick with you through the rest of your life?
Definitely leadership skills.
I got you. That's a good thing. All right, ma'am, you grab that mic, talk loud for me, would you? What a, you see, you're a...
Senior.
You're all seniors?
Yes.
What about you?
Junior.
You're out. Anyway, but go up to that mic and talk, and same thing for you. You got any plans?
I am also going to Stillwater, and I will be learning to become a veterinarian.
Okay. Say that again.
I'm going to become a veterinarian.
Oh, cool. Big animal or small animal? Depends on class.
Probably. I'll probably end up doing both.
Okay.
But I do like the larger animals more.
All right, cool. Have you been able to go work with any of our local vets or just kind of figure out if that's what you want to do for sure or not?
Yeah, I've done a day of shadowing, and whenever we work cows, like when the vet comes out, he let me try preg checking. So I got to preg check one of our cows or a
okay.
couple of them.
So were you right or wrong?
He would go first and tell me what I was supposed to be feeling. So I'm not really sure.
So you cheated.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun. That's good. And so anyway, yeah, because we have a shortage of big animal vets in rural America, not
yes.
just Western Oklahoma, everywhere else. And so that'd be great for you to go do that. Are you ready for, like, what is it, 8 years? Whatever it takes?
I guess, yeah. I've gotten a few college classes in, so it could possibly be shorter.
All right. You're tall, kid. Get in between those ladies right there, or grab that mic right there where you want to. Tell everybody who you are.
All right. Well, I'm Jack Thomas. I'm
You're
a junior?
I'm
a junior, yes. The only junior.
You're low man on the totem pole
I know.
Here today. So anyway, but, you got any plans yet? I know you still got a whole year left.
No, I've kind of had my plans for a while now. I've always wanted to go to Stillwater and go into agribusiness. Agribusiness, maybe pre-law. I'm not for sure yet. But I want to be a financial advisor because that's what my dad and uncle do here in Elk City. They're with Edward Jones.
Right. I thought you was going there. I could... Remember, I've seen your dad on Facebook or
yes,
something.
Sir.
I thought that kid looks familiar. Anyway, yes. So what have you learned in FFA that you think is going to stick with you?
I've learned. I mean, a lot of us here show livestock. I've learned about dedication and hard work. I've had to really nail that down mentally. I mean, it takes a lot of work to succeed in anything. Nothing's just handed to you.
Yeah.
So that, and I mean, social skills. I haven't officially given a speech contest, but I mean...
Is it coming?
Hopefully, but no, I mean, that's the two things I would really say is hard work and public speaking. That's what I've gotten out of it.
Okay. All right. Here's the trick question I warned you guys about.
No.
Here we go. It's pretty simple. Let's start with you.
Let's just
go down the line. Okay, so I talked to Eric about this yesterday, Eric FFA yesterday. And we're just kind of running a poll here, all right? So back in the day when I was going to school and stuff, a lot of the high school boys, not necessarily the girls back then, a lot of us went on harvest. And we'd start down in Vernon, Texas, and work our way up through Kansas, Nebraska. And nowadays, help's hard to find, and you guys got so much going on, especially I know for sure you, softball, you got softball and stuff going on, and you got major responsibilities with your animals because the animals aren't cheap anymore. So, anyway, if you could, I know you're all seniors except for Mr. Thomas there, but if you could have went on harvest for a couple, 2 or 3 months and gained high school credits for graduation and stuff, would you guys consider to going?
Absolutely. That would, especially if I got credits for doing it, that'd be way better than sitting in a desk at school. Yeah. And you get to help out all the farmers and come back and harvest my own wheat. That'd be fun.
All right. What about you?
I definitely would have done it. I would have gone out there and gotten school credits. Like Maddie said, it's a lot better than sitting at a desk.
Yeah, and you could have...
lot of my hours this year are electives anyway, so that would be a lot more fun than just sitting in a classroom.
Class. All right, yeah. And then what about you?
I'll agree with Maddie and Malia on that one.
That's awesome. Anyway, what about you, young lady?
I agree with all of them.
You guys are taking the easy way out. Why? I'm gonna put you on the spot. Pull that mic over to you, if you would, please. would you have considered it going on harvest, like being a truck driver or running the grain cart or running the combine? Wouldn't that have been fun?
Yes, I would.
Been an experience?
Yeah, definitely I would do it.
All right. How about you, young lady?
I don't know. I definitely have been on a tractor for a while, but I think more of the stuff that I want to do is more of the science, so I would rather get more of the sciences in.
Get in one, Bob. Yeah, because I'm promise you, harvest is not just for everybody. And there's mosquitoes up there big enough in Nebraska to carry you off, so you got to be careful. So, what about you? Would you consider, you still got a year left. We might get this law changed and maybe get you going harvest.
I did it for my grandpa out in Sweetwater, but no, I definitely consider it. I love vehicles in general.
Right.
But working, I like driving tractors. I haven't learned how to drive a semi yet. That's one thing I want to conquer. But, I'd love to get out of it because like they said, I don't like sitting at a desk all day. I like being active and doing things, hands-on and stuff.
And you're a numbers guy, obviously. And see, you could keep the big harvest crew, hey, you're going over budget on our food. You need to back off the food on us or
unless
something.
Unless it involves Algebra 2, then I'm toast.
You are? All right.
I'm done if it's that.
All right. Let's start back with you, Miss Church. What have you guys got planned this week?
So yesterday we had a teacher luncheon. We fed them some good barbecue. They really appreciated that. We did that just to show our appreciation to them. And it takes a lot of support because a lot of the things that our ag chapter is involved in, these students miss a lot of school. So having patient teachers and
teachers to help you if you get in a bind.
Yes, in the classroom, yes. It was very important to us to be sure to thank them. Today, we're here visiting with you, and our shooting sports team is taking pictures for our yearbook. And tomorrow, we are having the farmer's breakfast, not just for farmers. Anybody's welcome. We're going to start serving at 6 at the Canute Fire Department. So
yeah, it was really good last year.
Well, you should come eat with us again.
I'm coming. I might have to go by and see my ex-mother-in-law.
Okay.
So what else you guys got going this week?
We have area basketball going on Thursday, us against Cheyenne at Chickasha, I believe, right?
That's a rival, isn't it? Cheyenne, is that a rival?
I wouldn't say a rival. I mean, they're a good team.
Right.
It's going to be a battle. We're an area.
So who is Canute's rival? I can't remember.
I don't think anybody, really.
Come on. Somebody out there. Merritt?
I mean, Merritt's a good basketball team. They're just not in our class.
I got you. All right. Anything else going on this week, young lady? Miss Bashful? Come on. Grab that mic and say something. What do you want to say? Anything else going on? There we go. I knew there was something going on. I was going to make you talk again.
We have stock shows going on next week.
Oh, cool. And when's the premium sale?
Tuesday.
At what, 5:30?
6.
So come out, Ouachita County, and support that's when you guys get your most money.
Chickens.
Gabby shows
chickens, and yeah, this is her first year.
Yeah, no.
Oh, cool.
Malia and I are gonna show the
I'm
other two
hold
for
the chicken up.
The broilers.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I told her if her chicken poops on me, we're gonna have issues.
Yeah, because I remember a couple years ago, Brian Snaberger's son. What's his name? That graduated last
Luke.
Year, I think.
Luke.
Huh?
Luke.
Yeah, Luke. He won grand champion at the county. He was proud of himself. I think he said one of them died or something.
Oh, goodness.
So anything else going on you guys want everybody to know about?
Well, other than the premium sale at the county, the show is Monday. And myself, I'm going to take a couple of doe goats to show. Gabby has chickens, and Amber's got a pig, and Jack has some sheep to show. So we're going to have a lot of kids competing over there.
Did you guys do any good at district or Southwest?
I didn't get to attend, but Jack Thomas had some success.
Yeah, come up here, Jack. We got a few minutes left here, and tell us how you did.
Well, I brought a Hampshire and a crossbred. I brought both of those. And, I mean, as our show team-wise, we all did pretty good, but I got third overall with my crossbred.
I got you.
So we had some difficulties in the ring, I will admit. One didn't want to walk. I ended up carrying him a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, it went really well. I mean, there was a good crowd. There's a lot of sheep there. I didn't get to see the pig show. I don't know how many pigs went, but
Canoe did really good at Denver?
I did.
Yeah,
I had
that's
the reserve.
Right. I knew somebody did good.
I had and Sadie Allen. I had reserve grand breeding doe and reserve showman, and Sadie Allen had the grand weather goat, and Kinley Pruitt had the grand market lamb.
Wow.
So
yeah.
Canute was well represented on the national level, I will say that. Along with the district show, we had some boys participate in the ag mechanics division. One boy, Strand Taylor, won overall. Reserve grand overall.
Right.
And another boy, he won his reserve in his division with a goat alley. So
did you guys make money on that trailer last year?
The cooking trailer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I looked at it. It was pretty good. Matter of fact, I think I spent some money on it too. So I didn't hear my name called. So anyway, well guys, thank you for coming in. You're a great set of kids, and you always are. You come in last year. I really got to like you guys. And happy National FFA Week. And since you're all seniors except for Mr. Thomas there, good luck with life.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a Stockman's Bet break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-06.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettsweldingcom. Again, that's everettsweldingcom. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sarah Farmers Co-op. Sarah Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sarah Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sarah Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sarah, or give them a call at 928-2664.
Friends, I would like to invite you to join us at the Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale on Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m., where you can get better beef bulls at an affordable price, selling 90 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 30 commercial bred heifers and first calf heifer pairs. The bulls have been DNA tested, ultrasound tested, and been tested for feed efficiency on the GrowSafe system. Please join us on Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m. on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat, Oklahoma. You can get more information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I got the Sarah FFA chapter in the studio with us, and I'm running a little bit behind, so here we go. Here is a forecast for northwestern Oklahoma. Fairview at 73. The winds are out of the south-southeast at 18 miles an hour, with wind gust up to 26. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 40 degrees. Sunset at 6:19. 73 for a high today, 41 for a low tonight. And very beautiful tomorrow, 77 degrees with south-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. All right, so I just got a text message. Anyway, Gabby that was just in here from Canute, she's going to be singing the national anthem with the OYE. I didn't know that. So good luck with that, Gabby. All right, let's then start introducing ourselves over there. We'll start with you, sir. Who are you?
I'm Aiden Wood. I'm the Sarah FFA president. I'm a senior this year.
All right.
I'm Casey Rose, and I'm the Sarah FFA Vice President, and I'm a senior.
All right.
I'm Janessa Wilson. I'm the Sarah FFA Secretary, and I am a junior.
All right.
I'm Jasmine Garcia. I'm the Sarah FFA Treasurer, and I'm a sophomore.
All right. Speak loud into that mic there, if you would.
I'm Ireland Porsche. I'm the Sarah FFA Reporter, and I'm a sophomore this year.
All right.
I'm Neela Anderson. I'm a senior, and I am the Sarah Sentinel.
All right. Happy National FFA Week to you guys. Let's start with you, young man. What you guys got planned this week?
Man, we are going to do we are going to go over and we are going to help with elementary in the morning and introduce us as a chapter.
Okay.
We're going to do that. What do you
We're going to go over and we're going to read like like agricultural books to the second grade and lower. We try to do that every year just to get everyone a little involved and kind of know, like, who we are and what we kind of do.
All right. What about you? Know anything else going on this week?
Well, yesterday was President's Day, so we did Flag Day.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. That was good. Pull that mic over there to you, close to your mouth, so we can hear you. And anything else going on?
We have a petting zoo where we will take, like, animals that we use for shows, and we kind of tell them about that and how to do things and what to expect when messing with animals like that.
All right. Anything else you missing there?
We're doing a coloring contest for third and up. So they'll color agriculture pictures, and then they get a little gift card if they win it.
All right. Got anything else, or did they cover it all?
I think they did a good job covering.
Well, let's start with you. Pull that mic over there to us since you're a senior. What's your plans when you get out of school?
Right now I take concurrent classes at SWASU at the Sarah campus, so I should have a lot of my gen eds done by the time I graduate.
and I'm going to do radiology. It's only a 2-year program. Only have to get your associates because going to more than 2 years of school for me, I can't do it. I can't do no more school.
All right. Trick question.
No, we don't do it.
So, is there anything that you've learned in FFA that will help you in your radiology?
Absolutely. The social skills, going to conventions or just little group gatherings or alumni camp when I went like my sophomore, I think it was my sophomore year. A lot of that, you have to work with people and see new people. And I think when you do radiology and you have to do x-rays on various people, I think it gives you good like social
right. So you're going to get all the nice people to the grumpy people, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that a good way to put it?
I think so.
So, all right, let's go back to you, young man. What's your plans? Because you're senior, right?
Yes, sir.
What's your plans?
I'm going to get out, and I'm going to try to go. I'm going to go get my CDL. I'm going to do that, and I want to try to drive here locally and kind of continue on with, because my papa drove, and then my dad drives, and then also my uncle, who I look up to him. He owns a trucking company, so I kind of.
Who's your uncle?
Rowdy Kupka.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to him. I don't know if he listens to the radio.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Anyway, that's kind of want to follow in that, and then also we farm, so I want to continue to farm and do that and kind of continue to grow a livestock operation so that maybe as I get older and have kids, I can pass that down as it goes on. So that's kind of my end goal with that is to – really, I would like to be able to drive for a little bit and then go to farming full-time as I get closer to retirement age.
Right. What all do you guys farm on your farm? What do you grow on your farm?
Right now, we're just doing hay.
Right.
And we sold years ago when my grandma passed away, we sold all of our livestock. Just done because we had a lot of stuff tied up and trying to get paper. You know how that goes.
How that goes, yep.
And so we're buying back in this year with cow-calf operation, and we're just trying to get fences back up and get more hay and just kind of, you know, the whole ordeal
all over.
Yeah, pretty much.
Start all over. How about you, young lady? You're senior, right?
Yes, I am.
And what's your plans?
Mine are a little more kind of up in the air. I kind of have a couple of different options. I think I'm going to go to Burns Flat and go to cosmetology school over there.
Okay.
But my parents, they also own and operate Rock and Diamonds Leather. And so I kind of want to get into that a little bit and maybe kind of
South Sarah.
Yeah, and kind of help them with that. They're the only two people that run it. So after them, there's really nobody else. So I kind of think I want to get into that a little bit.
Well, you're doing what you want.
Yeah.
Just because you're an FFA doesn't mean you have to go to ag.
Yeah, but if I go to cosmetology school one day, I hope to own my own hair salon and kind of do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because I've had 7, 8, 9 chapters in here so far. And there's only been one chapter that one person in that class is not going to cosmetology.
Really?
So you're not the first one. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll start with you. How about that? So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Today's FFA members are taking courses in aquaculture, forestry, wildlife, water management, sustainable agriculture, agri-science and marketing, and many others as they prepare for leadership roles in tomorrow's careers in agriculture.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Farmers Union Co-op Gen in Elk City continues to help the future farmers of America feed and care for all their livestock and their crops.
Calling all rural residents of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, are you tired of hauling off your own trash? Call D&G Trash Hauling. They can have a dumpster delivered to you in no time. D&G offers weekly or bi-weekly pickup in 4 different size dumpsters. You have a big job? D&G also has roll-offs available in several sizes. With D&G, you find affordable rates and no contracts. Satisfaction is always top priority. For more information, call D&G at 580-497-6950. That's 580-497-6950. Let D&G Trash get rid of your trash.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 28th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 2-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, KG Justified, and Easy AR Step Up. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial 2-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 28th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale info, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February the 19th. 2,381 head were sold. 11 head at 606 brought 306. 3 at 677 brought 246. 19 at 821 brought 236.50. 12 at 861 brought 225. 15 at 919 brought 227.50. 8 at 976 brought 219. 8 head of heifers at 489 brought 297. 14 at 556 brought 267. 6 at 793 brought 216, 21 at 808 brought 215.50, 34 at 843 brought 215, 23 at 966 brought $1.99, butcher cows were 28 to 114, butcher bulls 99 to 146, pairs were 1800 to 3125, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I'm back on schedule. Hobart Farm and Garden. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update. I picked the big city of Altus, Oklahoma, home of the Altus Air Force Base, 66 degrees, dew points 45, humidity's 46, the winds are out of the south. Southwest, 8 miles an hour, 81 hundredths of an inch of moisture in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 43 degrees. Today, 75 degrees. Tonight, 40. Tomorrow, just as beautiful, except it's going to be in the 80s. How about that? 81 for a high tomorrow. Well, in the studio with me right now is the SARE FFA chapter. And like I said, I'll say it again in case I didn't say it. My memory is really short. Happy National FFA Week to you guys. And you guys look good, sharp, got your jackets on. Let's start with you, young lady. What should we talk about? You want to talk about the stock show coming up?
Yes, we have our local livestock show, Sarah's Local Livestock Show, this Saturday. Cars are due at 10 o'clock.
All right.
The show will begin about 1:30. It will have lunch at 12:30.
All right, and is it? Did I see my text right? Pedro's is providing lunch. Is that right? Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Pull that mic over to you, there, young lady. What's up? So, do you show or what do you?
Yes, I show pigs.
Do you? What kind?
I have a Duroc right now.
Gilt, Barra. Barra. Yes. Are you excited about the county?
Yes, very excited.
Yeah, because the local. And then the county starts, what, the next day?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's when the cars are due.
I had to get my memory shaken up there anyway. So everybody's showing in here? You're not showing? You're not showing?
I don't show.
You don't show? Okay. Got any projects going on there, boss?
Oh, yeah.
We got
two going on. I've got a bell bed going right now. And some people, bell bed, you're thinking like probably like a spike bed because it's pretty simple. But we're building an arm bed. It's pretty much going to be built like a hydro bed. Arm's going to sit flush, but... it's odd. The arms are going to sit flush, but it's on almost like a butler design. Like it's one single cylinder, I guess hydrobed single cylinder as well, but single cylinder. It's got hydrobed cylinders, but they sit flush. The arms are a little longer. They're about 6 inches longer than a hydrobed or a Dew Easy.
Okay.
And then the bed is actually 6 inches shorter than a hydrobed. So it's a little short. It's odd.
Who come up with all these numbers?
I did. So when I was reading the OYE rule book, it said you have to build from scratch. I thought when you build from scratch, you got to build your one-off frame design. I didn't realize that I could have used somebody else's frame design. So I come in and I completely, all the cross members are certain. So I'm doing 1 foot cross members. Right. So I'm using a 4-inch mainframe with 3-inch cross beams.
They're all confused.
But I got all this picture, but they're 1 foot spacings.
Right.
All the way to the back. 3/4-inch. You got 3/4-inch plate coming down off the frame to 3/4-inch hinges. 1-inch pins across.
Yeah.
It's using a 3-inch bore, 14-inch stroke cylinder, and then I've got I think it's 2 3/4 and 2.5-inch stroke.
What are your hoses rated for? Let's see how smart you are.
Let's see. I can tell you what sizes I'm running. I can't tell you the pressure.
No, you're out.
But anyway, it'll open up to be 9 foot wide and it'll close down to 34 inches.
Oh, that's pivot cool. Bed.
So it'll run off a motor driven pump, but OYE, I have to run off an electric. So I have to run my hoses so I can show it.
Right.
But on a pickup, it'll run like that.
Right.
The headache rack and the tailboard, I'll show you pictures after the show. You'll think it's odd. So my uncle builds winch trucks and gin trucks.
Right.
And it's cool. You take a piece of square tubing and you turn it to a point almost like a diamond, and we're going to roll the headache rack and the tailboard like that.
Oh, how cool is that?
So it'll be one of those one-off designed things. It's pretty neat.
So you're entering this at OYE.
I'm going to.
Yeah, and then are you going to put it on display during the Elk City Bull Sale?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to try to take it to some other farm shows, probably be Texas farm shows. I know it's kind of just some different things, but right, just to show it off.
And what are you going to do? You going to sell it?
I'm going to put it on my pickup.
Oh.
It's been my dream. I was talking to my dad last night about this on the phone. I'm putting a clutch in my pickup, so I was talking to him. I said, it's been my dream ever since I was a freshman to build a bed. I was originally going to build a spike bed for my pickup. I said, it's my senior year, and I've got to do it. And now I've
done it.
In it.
You got her deal.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen one way or another.
So
I'm pumped about it.
So are you going, is it Casey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to build a bed too?
No.
Well, he's got it going on, doesn't he?
He does. He seems really excited about it.
So what else you guys got going on?
I'm in the classroom a lot. So lately we're going to try and kind of get started into soil judging.
Okay.
So,
I did hear about that.
Yeah. So,
OSU going to help you with that, I think. Is that right? I don't remember who I heard that from.
But we've been learning. We learned about the triangle.
Right.
Of like good soil. We got to get some loam in there. And we've been learning like the right textures and stuff that your soil needs to be to grow good plants and stuff like that.
Okay. We got a couple minutes left. I got a question that I asked the Canute FFA and I asked Eric yesterday. If you guys could got high school, because you got some seniors here, if you had gotten some credits for going on harvest, whether it's wheat harvest, corn harvest, or going on silage cut, would you guys have went on harvest to earn credits for graduation? I know what your answer is. I don't know.
I can't even look at you in the straight. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I would have went all school year long. I don't know about that.
What about you? Would you have considered it?
Yeah. Anything to get out of school. Even if it's working.
Right. All right. How about you? Would you be interested?
That would be an interesting way to earn a credit. And I think it's just like, that's a good idea. I think they should.
What about that. You're over there going, no.
I think it would be a fun experience. It would get me out of school. It might take a little bit to get me to go, but I'd do it.
Yeah, I think all kids ought to go on some type of harvest for at least a month to learn what's going on. Man, he's popping up the bill.
I've got one for you. I think not only for credit would be good, but I think just the experience to go see different land. You go up north, you go to Colorado, Montana, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, go see the way the land is, the way crops grow differently. If you drive 30 miles from
here,
there, you know, 30 miles east, the land's different. You drive 5 miles.
They get more rain.
It's just the way it is. But I think that would be a really cool agriculture experience to go view all that because of the way the crops grow. Even going to go see soybeans and stuff up in Indiana, it's amazing.
Yep.
I think it would be a great experience for anybody that's interested
right.
in it.
How about you, Miss Senior? Would you go on harvest?
I don't think I would. I'm not much for working. I'll just stay in the classroom and earn my credits there.
That's why she's going to radiology. All she has to do is push buttons. What about you, young lady? You're the only one that hadn't answered.
Yeah,
Yes, I would, just for the experience.
And would you want to run the combine? You want to run the tractor, the grain cart? You want to drive a truck? What do you want to do?
You're a grain
all the above.
Thank you, Aiden. But anything, just teach me how to do it, and I'll do it.
All right, it's pretty cool. Well, we got 1 minute left. I'm gonna go to you. Because he spoke enough. Anyway, and I'm not dogging you for that. You're really good. You're really good on it. Anyway, would you, what sticks out in your mind that's been this most favorite thing that's happened to you in FFA since you started?
Honestly, I'm a very social person, but if you get me in a large crowd of people that I don't know, I kind of get a little shy and... Definitely just going to all these conventions and camps, like going to alumni camp, going to MFE and stuff like that. It's just really taught me how to get along with people that you might not have really talked to
right.
on your own, and just kind of get out of your shell and learn. And honestly, like leadership and stuff like that, how to lead a group of people has been awesome.
Best answer ever. All right, kids, thanks for coming in. Music's playing. I got to go. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.